The worst possible outcome has happened for the family of 8-year-old Tasnee van Wyk. News broke in the early hours of yesterday morning that the little girl's body had been found in a storm drain alongside the N1 just outside of Worcester. Police made the grueling discovery of little Tasnee when the man last seen with the girl some 2 weeks ago, Mohedin Pengaka, shared this information with police after he was found and apprehended in Craddock, Eastern Cape earlier this week. Pengaka is expected to appear in the Goodwood Magistrates Court this morning on several counts, which now include murder. VOC News went out to number 64 Clay Street in Alsace River, the former home of now-deceased Tasnee van Wyk, to get a feel of the atmosphere that was shared among the community, and this is what was shared.
Asseblief mense, kyk na mekaar se kinders. Ouers hou hulle kinders aan vas, laat dat nie weer kan gebeur nie.
Leonie Nipper says she's been searching for Tasnee since day one.
It is a sad, sad story this morning when we hear that news. From the first time, we are searching for this little child as well, the one who murdered her. And this morning when I found out that lady, that child is murdered, so it's not a nice story. And we cried from this morning when we heard the story. It's not a nice story for me as well.
SA Human Rights Commissioner Reverend Chris Nissen came out to share his condolences with the Van Wyk family.
First of all, the condolences to the family. And yesterday when I was here, we still had hope yesterday. And unfortunately, you know, that hope was dashed this morning when the news was brought that her body was found. Obviously, the community is very angry, very sad, anger, and obviously the family is in just a lot of pain. I think what is important that we must really, as a community, stand together and say and start looking and saying, your child is my child, and taking responsibility. But so also, I think that the parole boards should reconsider when they start giving parole to categories of people of this nature. We're not saying they should just all, because there are people that are paying the dues, but clearly a category like this, the people should be involved, they should be requested, these people should be monitored on a daily basis. Not only in this case, but we remember the Michaela Williams as well. The same kind of thing happened, and therefore we say those authorities must really rethink and take action on that case. Here, I also think as a community, we need to make sure that when we know about somebody, not in an irresponsible way, but in a responsible way, keep a watching brief over those people.
Reverend Nissen continues by rejecting the stance of mob justice.
We will never, never encourage or agree with that. In fact, that's why we've been here in this community since last week, that we've also stopped people from attacking other people, attacking the school, for example, St. Andrews, where they went, and clearly we say no. That we do not, the law must take its course, but as people, as community members, we must be responsible by speaking out, standing up, and when you see somebody doing a wrong thing, go and report it. Don't allow people to do the kind of things, not only in this case, but in our community we try and to encourage people to speak out. Sometimes we keep our minds shut up because we say, they're not going to listen to us. But I think we must, even if you don't want to give your name, report a crime when you see it, and stop buying stolen goods, and tell your people, tell our people where there is a merchant, when you see where there's a house, speak out against that person and go and report that person. Stop. The time has come for us to stop being quiet, because being quiet means we allow things like this to happen.
Tasnee's auntie, Letasha van Wyk, says she can't fathom how the police did not follow up with Pengaka's family sooner if they were in constant contact with him since the day Tasnee went missing.
Die polisie ook niks gedoen en die anker wat in die oog kan bly van Tasnee nie, sy mami nie. Hoe kon niks aan die dogter en aan hom gedoen wat elke dag op die foune is. En hy het self vir my gesê, hy weet waar Tasnee is die maandag. Toe ek in tren ook vir hom gevra, nou ons gaan haal net vir Tasnee. Toe sê hy vir my, die community gaan dink hy is saam. As hy die moment ook vir ons kan, gaan niemand na Tasnee toe, as hy wat dood gekreer het die. En hulle hou nog altyd vir hom, hy is nog altyd in sy huis en sy dogter. Toe hulle weet toe.
Daphne Ross, a community member, says she prays that the community never experiences such anguish again.
I'm very emotional now at the moment, because it could be my child also. I don't think that was right. Everyone wouldn't look for the time. I'm glad, and I pray for God for all of us. It won't happen again in our community, and we must look after each and other, each and everyone's child.
Nazreen Adams, a community member, tells President Ramaphosa he has betrayed both her and her community.
The thing is this, President Ramaphosa must bring a death penalty, because criminals come away with this, they kill and rape people and come with, away with murder, go to jail, but they come back again and do the same crime. They see all the people's high criminal records, but lawyers and judges still let them come out. And the thing is this, if they don't do something about this, how will our community stand up? And the thing is this, if it was Ramaphosa's family or relatives or the previous presidents, they would have done something long time about this. Where is the president? Why can't he come out to the community and see the pain and all the terrible feelings of children people is going through? Okay? And the thing is this, if you bring the death penalty in Ramaphosa, bring it in just the way you kill that person must die the same as how you kill that person. If you dumb that person, you'll be dumb the same way. Don't put your other sock wires or the rope around your neck, feel the pain and all the heavy things that people went through. Because we all, community is not allowed to come through this. We are all in pain and I can't even, I'm so speechless. But the thing is this, it's a lot of pain for all the people.
Community members await anxiously to find out what the court will rule this morning, as this is not Bangaka's first murder. His two-year-old son also died at his hands some 9 years ago.
We all want to know, what are they going to do about him? Because it's second death. Second child. It's a second child. The first time he murdered his own. Now it's our family child. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? He's our president. Give him to us, man. That we do something about him. That we do something about it. Let the community do something.
Veronique Williams, or more fondly known as Benji, from the Pink Ladies organization, has been part of the search party since the day of Tazne's disappearance. Williams says children are the future and they have every right to see their own.
I've been part from the search since the 8th of February, looking for Tazne van Wyk. Age 8 years old, we've been searching day and night with the community assistant and also the council's assistant, and we've been doing all the parks, the bushes, the cemeteries, etc. etc. It is very sad. It is very sad what we heard this morning about the little girl. I think most of our members is very traumatized, need counseling, and I hope and pray that the community that stand with us for the past 2 weeks will stand with us all the time, and that they will look out for our children. I always say hands of our children. Our children need to live and not to die.
For VOC News, I'm Aniko Duplessis.